Hello, and welcome to the first podcast of The Crank. So, basically what I'm going to be doing on this podcast is just hitting a couple topics and then jumping off here. Just maybe something to help you understand where I'm coming from. Maybe some topics that are going on today in the news. Maybe some random things that I see. That I may have taken notice of that I'm just going to throw out here. If everything goes well, we're going to go ahead and get some other people involved on here. I have a couple of guests that I'm going to add in on random podcasts in the future as well, based on certain topics that, you know, we decide to come up with. So, what we're going to go over today and what I'd like to discuss today is unsubscribing to the bullshit. All right? It's not that difficult. It really isn't. But we make it much harder than it needs to be. We make excuses. It's basically what we do. And what I mean by all of this is that we have a lot of stuff that drags us down from day to day, be it work, family, friends, bills, etc., that is very hard for us to maintain without a little bit of a break. All right, so we need a little bit of an escape sometimes, and that's understandable. But the problem is that there are a lot of stressors in our lives that we don't need, that don't carry any value. There's no weight to these things, and we can easily push them out. But we don't, because it would take too much work. So we build up excuses internally. And we just keep these things around. It's okay, because we'll just deal with it little by little. If it comes up, we'll deal with it, and we'll just kind of push it away. And that's bullshit. We shouldn't be doing those things. I equate it to our email boxes, okay? We all have our spam. I'm not talking about our spam. All right, because spam is just junk anyways. But I'm talking about your actual inbox. If you think about this, Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo, whatever it is that you're using, somewhere down the line, you clicked on something, you're interested in something, and by clicking on that and giving them just enough to poison your email account, you get hit with extra shit that you didn't want. Maybe you thought, hey, if I just give them this, you know, I'll get what I need. I just want this. This is shiny. I want this shiny little thing. And if all that happens is that I may get like an email here or there, I could deal with that. No big deal. The problem with that is that those emails will pop up once a day, maybe twice a day, once a week. However, whatever, you know, the limit is that those advertisers are pushing or whatever, you know, website that you decided that you wanted to go on to check something out, they're going to send you something. And it seems innocent enough, all right? We just delete them, right? Go out to the right, we click the little box, poof, gone, see ya. It's the same thing that we do with little bullshit that's in our lives, that we just deal with it quick, poof, see ya. We push it away. And we don't think about what we have to do with that or what we should do with that. And then tomorrow, boom, it's right back there. I know for a fact that I get emails from certain companies that were attached to other websites that I've, you know, given my information to, and unknowingly somehow, and how it was programmed in the coding of that website, it has sent me, you know, oh, you could get siding for your house. So I don't have a house, asshole. All right. But what we normally do is we just click it and we delete it. All right. The shit that's in our lives that stress us out the most, all right, are typically little things. Okay. Because big things we can handle. Big things we address right now. Okay. Food, shelter, clothing, relationships, families, jobs, transportation. These are things that, like, if those came up today, you would have to. You would have no choice, but you'd have to address it right then. You can't hit delete on those. Those things are imperative to your success or your failure. So you need those things, and you need to address those as soon as possible. So basically, the thing is that the small stuff, the nagging stuff, the bullshit dickhead friend that isn't really a friend, all right, they're maybe a friend of a friend, or maybe they were a friend, and they just kind of dipped out, and maybe they did some shady, they still kind of hang around, all right, but they're fucking nuisance, all right? They drag you down. They're that shit friend, that one out of that five in your circle that you're supposed to drop, but you don't. Be it the kindness of your heart, be it that, well, if I get rid of this person, and then this person's going to know, and then now I'm going to have to deal with that conflict. Fuck that. These are your choices to make. You don't need that weasel around, okay? Because what do? They just come around for some drama bullshit, right? Most of the time, their life is fucked up, right? They never have their shit in order, but who does? But their shit is, like, way worse, all right? They're king of excuses, all right? They're going to be your cheerleader when you're down in the hole. Because guess what? Nobody wants to be in the hole alone. So you think that they're going to try to get you out? No. When you're down in the dumps, that's the person that's going to be like, yeah, you're right. The system sucks. Fucking families suck. Relationships suck. Work sucks. There is zero positive coming out of this individual's mouth. But for some reason, we don't shake them off. We just go to the left and we click the box and we delete it for today. All right? That's it. We just delete it for today and fuck it. Now I got to refocus on this other stuff. All right? Same thing. It could be a coworker just being dumb. Like, I don't want to talk to you if you have nothing of value to add. All right? If you're just the water cooler person. Alright, if all you're going to talk to me about is the episode of fucking Real World last night, that's zero positive energy I'm getting from you. Alright? So, that person typically always knows what's going on in the news. Alright? What's going on with, like, all of the famous people, the musicians, right? Any of the tabloid shit that you see in the aisle when you're waiting to check out. They know all about that. All right, but ask them how they're going to go about moving up in the corporate world, all right, if that's important to them. Or maybe ask them, say, well, what did you and your significant other do last night? All right, did you hang out with them? Do you spend quality time with them and your family? All right, what are you doing to better yourself? You're not going to get that type of conversation from that individual. It just doesn't happen. Those people are fucking time sucks, all right? And yeah, it's cool to take 5 minutes out of your day just to decompress, to discuss whatever's kind of going on. Sometimes it's sports, you know, sometimes it's music. Whatever your fancy is, I get it. That's 5 minutes. That's it. This person, however, is like a fucking time vampire, all right? If you let them, they will talk for like an hour or two about the same shit that doesn't matter. At all right? They'll turn around later on that day, maybe the next day, maybe at the end of the week, and they'll be bitching about how they don't have money to do this, they don't know how they're going to make ends meet, this, this, and this. But yet they've had time to ingest a smorgasbord of media, okay? Complete garbage that means nothing, all right? They're doing nothing to benefit themselves, to help themselves. They'll complain about their weight. They'll complain about, you know, oh, my car needs fixed. They'll complain about, oh, the boss never gives me any raises. Oh, you know, my wife's always nagging me, or my significant other's always bitching because I always sit around and play fucking video games all damn day. You know, my kids, they disrespect me. This person will make 1,000 excuses. You have to get rid of those people. It's very important. And it's tough. Because maybe you've known this person all your life, and you just know they're a shit stain. Maybe you feel sorry for them. Maybe you think, well, you know, if I don't talk to them, if I sort of in an Amish way shun them, then I may send them into that deep end, right? What if they do something bad and they self-harm? Maybe they have an addiction, an underlying medical condition, something that would drive them to drink drugs. You don't want to be that last person, right? You don't want to be that person. And I get it, but none of us want to be that person. Somebody has to be that person, okay? And you're not going to be the only person. If you think that you're the only one that they're fucking nagging, you are poorly mistaken. This person is doing it to probably a multitude of others who haven't stepped up either, okay? And if you step out and you go, hey, fuck this boat, I'm just going to go ahead and risk it and swim by myself. I can see the shore over here. Pretty sure I can make it. Have fun. Row yourself to freaking the island of insanity or wherever it is. And blame and guilt. And you can go that way. I'm going to swim over here. It looks a lot better. I mean, there's like hot women, hot dudes over here hanging out and they're having a good time. And it seems like they're full of positive energy. I'm going to swim this way. Fuck you. I'm out. You have to do it. All right. But that's one of the biggest hurdles that we have to face in our lives is unsubscribing to that bullshit. We have to take the time, and it does take time. Okay. If you've ever seen your email inbox blow up with just stupid shit, that maybe you clicked on this on Sears, or, you know, you were over here on YouTube and you watched this video one day when you had 10 minutes to kill, and now you're inundated with all of this shit. You know, it's just like Facebook. Facebook pushes those weird ads that are on to the right side, and you're like, how did he know? I mean, I have no idea. I mean, of course I like Swiffer wet jets, but now I've got 15% off coupons all over. These are the things that you have to go, you know what, I don't want to see this shit. It just keeps piling up, and it's a nuisance. I gotta stop just deleting these things and pretending that they don't exist anymore. Because they're gonna be back tomorrow. Alright, it could be a simple argument with your significant other that you don't want to have. There's a problem. You know, money, and I will admit, money to this day is hands down the number one killer of relationships. However, you know, money being number one, communication is a strong two. All right, you can say sex is whatever, but sex can be fixed and can be managed, and you can move past that. Okay, you can't move past anything without communication, and that's the truth. So, if you don't want to have that hard conversation, something that's very difficult, maybe it's going to cause an argument. Maybe that argument needs to be had. Maybe the other person doesn't know how you feel. Maybe you don't know how the other person feels, right? Maybe you have this, you open up this dialogue. You say, hey, I want to sit down tomorrow night and just talk to you. Is that cool? All right, we're just going to grab some dinner, you know, maybe order some takeout, bring it home. We're just going to chill. We're going to keep the TV off. We're just going to have this conversation because I just want to talk to you. Maybe that's what it is. And then once you open that dialogue and you have that person in front of you, unobstructed from everything else that's going on, you'll be surprised that maybe that person that you had a fear of having this communication and this conversation with opens up and says, you know what? Fuck that. I felt the same way. That shit happens. All right? Now, are you... Sometimes you're going to get that person that's going to be like, you know what, this is really not that important. It's important to you. You need to have your voice heard. If you're in a relationship, that's fucking important. All right? And if they do poo-poo whatever it is that you're saying, then you know what? Shut it down. Say, all right, fuck it. If you're looking at my views towards this relationship and how I see us moving forward and maybe in my goals. Maybe my goals, they're important and then you're shitting all over them, you know? Maybe we're going down a different path. Maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe some counseling is in order. Something. But get your voice out there. All right. That way they can't say anything if you decide one day, pack your shit and roll. They can't go, well, I didn't know. You set it out there. You sat in front of them and you put it out there. All right. Stop hitting delete and hoping that that shit is just going to go away. It's not going to go away. These problems, these little nagging fucking problems, which may be bigger than you expected. You have those open dialogues. Maybe it turns into a snowball effect. And then it's a bunch of other things that come out that you didn't even notice. All right. So, but now you're having a conversation. Okay. You can't fix anything without that. You got to have those hard talks. All right. If you love somebody and you want to be with them and you think it's imperative that they know, like, this is how I feel, you have to have those conversations. Okay. And those conversations suck. Oh, they suck. They're horrible. But you feel so much better getting out there. No matter if they get mad. What if they get mad and they storm out? I don't know what I'm going to do. Who gives a shit? They'll come back. If they love you enough, they're going to come back. If they leave you over some petty ass shit like that, then screw them. You're better off definitely having this conversation. You're way better off having it. Okay? Because you don't need those type of people around. But it's about unsubscribing to all of this. Instead of just hitting the delete button and maybe it won't resurface. And let's cross our fingers. And then boom. It happens. You know? What are you gonna do then? You know, let's just address these things. Get them out of the way. No more in our inbox. I don't wanna see you. You're a reminder of things that I need to fix. Alright? I can't just delete you because fuck, you'll be back. You'll be back. This garbage always resurfaces. Maybe it's a discussion at work with your boss. Hey, man, I'm getting screwed out of hours. I used to bust my ass in here and I felt like I was appreciated. Now I'm not. I don't feel that way at all. I feel like I'm being railroaded here. You know, I'm being pushed into doing additional work for the same amount of money that Joe Blow over here, who's spending half their day on fucking the internet, on YouTube, not doing a damn thing. We're making the same money. What's up with this? Do I need to take, you know, my accomplishments and what I can bring to a company to another company? Is that what I need to do? Those are tough conversations because, you know, some people don't want to rock the boat. Fuck that. You have to have those conversations. So what if they're like, yeah, you know what? Come to think of it, you know, we don't really need you anymore. Fuck it. Guess what? Fresh start. Boom. And you don't have to worry about it. You had that conversation. You're like, yeah, but I have bills to pay, man. I can't be doing dumb shit like that. If you're as good as you say you are, you find another job. No worries. You put yourself out there, you'd be better than ever. Fresh start. It'll be like a brand new you. All right? It's time to stop being undervalued, underappreciated. Okay? Maybe it's a complete new career that you want to have. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's a tough conversation with your significant other or your family. Maybe your family wants you to do this. Because all the family, all they ever did was this. Okay? But you don't want to do that. Fuck that. That's not for you. You don't feel it. You don't love it. You don't want it. You've been doing it, meandering through this mud for a while now. Okay? But it's time to break out of that shit. That's not where your love is. It's not where your heart is. You want to do something different. So suck it up for a little while, obviously. Get your shit in one sock, save some money back, have a plan, set a plan in place and follow it, all right? Don't listen to that slug that we talked about at the beginning where, you know, yeah, you're right, fuck this place, fuck the boss. No, sorry, you're done. You have nothing for me. It's my vision, my goal. At the end of the day, you have to pay your bills. You have to take care of you. You have to do what's best for you and your family. So make sure that you unsubscribe to it. You have to. You know? Yeah, hey, we're busting our ass. everybody's fucked up a little bit. Nobody has this world licked, all right? Even the people that are super rich, that these young kids that are stupid, all right, look up to them. I want to do this, I want to do that, and I want to make this money. Those people earned that money. They had to bust their ass and they put work in. It doesn't happen overnight. It just doesn't, all right? And I would say probably 80% of those people that are out there that are rolling in it. I mean, seriously. Probably they could stop today, not work again, be perfectly fine for the next 40, 50 years on what they have, what would they call the nest egg. All right. Those people are fucking miserable. All right. Loveless marriages, pissing contests with the neighbors. Let's outdo each other, blah, blah, blah. Material things that we don't really need, cars and the clothes. That shit's ridiculous. All right. Don't worry about what other people have either. Don't let that fester inside of you. You know, people only put their best self out on Facebook and social media. Nobody's going to post like, hey, I had a shitty ass day. Car wouldn't start. You know, my boss has been nagging me. I'm not going to make this deadline. I'm probably going to have to look for another job. You know, wife or spouse, significant other, whatever. We're not doing good. It's heated. I've slept on the couch for 2 weeks now. People aren't putting that shit on Facebook. All right. So if you sit there and you're sitting there right now and you're going, fuck this, man, and you're looking around and you're barely making it, and you know, be grateful you got food in the cupboard, right? Enough to make it for you and your family, I hope. All right, you got clothes on your back, you got a job. All right, as shitty as it may sound to you every time that you have to put those boots and the dress or whatever it is that you're fucking wearing to work on and go out that door and go, fuck my life, you know, flip on the GPS and every fucking block that you turn that gets closer, it's like the GPS is screaming at you like, turn around, this is not the way. But you keep going because you have to, and you have to pay the bills. Put together a plan. Do what you can and what you have to do to make it better. Don't worry about what Joe Blow on the internet is making. Maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe it's an old coworker. Maybe it's ex-lover doing real well, vacationing here. Wish you were here. Kisses. Fuck those people. All right? Great. They're doing great. Who gives a shit? On the surface, but I bet you if you weaseled your way in like a worm and you pushed your way into that fucking beautiful shiny apple, you'd see at the core it's rotten as fuck. There are serious problems there, and I think a lot of the problem with society is that we see the shiny parts of everyone else's lives. And that's what we try to strive for. We hope that it's going to get better. We want that. We want that life. You know, you look around your apartment like, fuck, my apartment's fucking junk. I live in the ghetto. This person over here lives on that side of town. That's a nice side of town. Really nice. You know, they got a nice car. Their girlfriend seems pretty hot, or their boyfriend seems pretty hot. Their relationship seems on point. Their kids are always dressed in nice shit. You know, they're going here, they're doing this. I'm eating ramen, noodles, bologna sandwiches. All right. I'm barely making it. I'm drinking water straight out of the fountain, you know, out of my faucet. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm surrounded by people that love me. These people love me. They look up to me. These are my family. They depend on me and I depend on them. All right. And it's hard to kind of turn that over and look at it at that side, because when you go to bed at night, you just want a little bit better for your family, and that's natural. But don't get swallowed up in what other people have. They're not happy. They're not as happy as they portray. They probably are happier. Obviously, it's going to alleviate a lot of stress. You start making crazy money. You have a nice job and a nice car. All that stuff. But at the end of the day, that shit isn't hugging them. All right. When I can walk in to my son's room as he's laying there, and I just lay next to him on his little minion blanket, and he's passed out, and I can lay right next to him, put my arm over this kid, and know that this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. That's important. That hits you hard. Way harder than any fancy fucking car, nice ass fucking apartment. None of that shit matters. None of that shit matters. All right. As long as I know that I'm doing my best for my kids, that's what matters. All right. So just unsubscribe from these little bombs that are going off, you know? Relationship bombs, all right? Work bombs, just your way of life bombs. Those little things that go off at night, especially when you're laying in bed. You know, maybe everybody's out in the living room doing something. You just want a little time by yourself and you just lay in bed for like 5 minutes. You need to look up at the ceiling. Cracked as fuck if that's what it is, you know? Got water stains on it or something. You know, maybe you can hear the neighbors and they're fucking acting like idiots. Smell a little bit of dope coming up through the vents. Because maybe you're not living at that top shelf lifestyle that you think that you need to be at. But none of that shit matters. But you'll lay there and you'll think, I have all these little fucking bombs going off. And the problem is that we say, well, we'll fix that tomorrow. The problem is that we're not guaranteed tomorrow, number one. And two, we're not going to do anything tomorrow. You have to do what makes you happy. You have to step up and you have to have these conversations. You got to get rid of that shit bird friend. All right. You have to have that tough conversation with your family, maybe about your work or your relationship that you're in that they fucking hate. All right. Whatever it is. Your significant other, your kids, your boss. And at the end of the day, the hardest conversation that you have to have is with yourself. And you have to go, what really matters? What makes me happy? What is it? When I go to sleep at night, what is it that makes me happy? What would make me happy? Because I need to better myself for tomorrow. I need to maybe eat a little bit better. I mean, I can't afford to go to Whole Foods. Fuck that place. It's expensive. But you know what? The next time I go to the grocery store, I'm going to buy some fresh vegetables and fruit. And I'm going to incorporate that into my diet. Because you know what? Maybe those vitamins and those nutrients and shit that I've been lacking, that'll help me feel a little bit better internally. Maybe I'll move forward a little bit better. Right? There's small little things. You can't do all these things at once. But over time, hey, this week, this is what I'm going to address. Because I've had enough of this shit. Then I'm going to do something about it. Some things take a couple weeks to plan. You have to sit down. You have to go pen to paper, old school. You have to write it out. You have to say, this is what I'm going to do. And that's it. And you have to stick to it. You have to keep people around. Make phone calls. Get that support group, minus that shitbird. Get your support group together and say, hey, you know, let's just spitball these. I got some ideas here. And I just want to talk to you because I trust your knowledge and opinion. At the end of the day, I'm still going to make my own decision, but I want to know, like, how do you think that this could go? Maybe I'm missing something here. That's what your network's for. Find that person or group of people that are going to support you, but they're going to push you. All right, you don't need a cheerleading section. You need somebody to go, no, that sounds fucked up. I wouldn't do that. That's the fucking friend right there that you need to keep around at all times. That's like, you should be your closest friend. That's the one that I was always going, well, I don't know, that sounds kind of fucking stupid. All right? The one that's going to keep you out of danger, right? That's the person. But you need to unsubscribe to this shit. That's the only way that your life's going to get any better. If you just sit there and you just let it roll, that's all it's going to do. Nothing's going to change. It isn't. All right? Hey, we all have shit. Like, I want to lose weight. That sounds great. You know? Am I fat? Fuck no, I'm not fat. But I'm bigger than I want to be. And I know that if I put my mind to it and I diet right and I exercise, even just a little bit, I'm going to show progress, some sort of progress. And that's going to inspire me to keep going further. all right? It's small, baby step, increment steps. And you have to stop telling yourself that you're not good enough. You have to stop saying, well, this isn't going to change. It just isn't going to change. What the fuck does it matter what I do today? It's not going to change anything. Because that's bullshit. You know, that's a cop-out. That's the weak person inside of you. That's saying that because they're lazy. They'd rather lay in bed and fucking watch YouTube videos and get caught up into it until they pass out, wake up covered Cheetos dust. You know, the whole day's gone. Maybe tomorrow we'll do this. Fuck you. You just lost today. You need to be able to get up and move, function, change shit in your life. You know, nobody wants to listen to your mouth at work saying, you know, this sucks and this sucks and this sucks. The person that I'm going to listen to is they're going to go, well, you know what? This job sucks, but you know what? I've been putting in other applications, right? I'm taking a couple of these classes over here because you know what? This probably isn't what I really want to do. Or maybe these classes are going to help me progress a little bit more within this company. You know, I'm going to be noticed. I'm doing something. It sucks, but I'm doing something, right? I'm working toward this goal. All right, so I may be in the boat with you guys for now, but the game plan is I'm going to be on the shore over there where that party's going on, huh? It's like a Corona commercial. That's where I'm going to be, all right? You guys are going to be a Shutter Island, all right, with all the crazy people, Leonardo DiCaprio's of the fucked up asylum over there. Because what you guys are doing is just repeating the same fucking day, like Groundhog's Day over here, and I can't do that anymore. Something has to change because it's going to make me walk a little bit taller. I'm going to stand taller. I'm going to look around. I'm going to have a smile on my face, even a little bit of a smile. Because at the end of the day, I'm an asshole personally, and I'm a sarcastic asshole. But it's all in fun. But you have to start somewhere. You can't make excuses and you can't have people around that are going to cheer you on with those excuses and give you more excuses. All right? You need people that are going to prod you and you go, you know what? I'm not going to talk to you until maybe you get your shit together. All right? Because I don't have time for this. So if anything, have the conversation, you know, get rid of the losers in your life. You don't have to keep them around just because you grew up with them. You don't. The best thing that you can do is cut those people free. Let them figure it out. You know, maybe you are the one that makes them go, fuck, even this person isn't going to talk to me. And they've always had my back. At least they listen to me. But you know what? For some reason, they don't want to listen to me anymore. Maybe I should take a little self-inventory here. To figure out why. Maybe you change their path a little bit. Be surprised. So, anyways, that's it for now. I'm going to be trying to add these maybe once a week with different topics and stuff and probably some personal stuff I'll throw in there. And obviously, I'm going to have a couple of people on here with me. Based on certain topics that I choose to speak about because I kind of want that banter back and forth. But I hope everyone is doing well out there. It's not easy. This life is not easy. You know, but getting rid of little bullshit in your life is going to start making it a lot better. Those things are going to add up, you know. Your inbox is going to be a lot emptier. You'll have to deal with that. All right. Have those conversations. Go get what's yours. Be happy. Tell that person how you feel. Be it good or bad. Whatever it is. Have those conversations with your children. Fucking talk to your children, period. Don't text message back and forth when it's dinner time and they run and grab a plate and disappear. No, we're going to sit here and we're going to talk. I want to be involved in your lives. Do those things. Have those conversations. Those things matter. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Hug your kids. Hug them like this is it. When they talk to you, listen, be there. Actually be there in that moment. All right, that's our future. If you want to believe it or not, these little people are going to be taken over. And it's important. And with all the stupid shit that's going on nowadays, with the shootings and the natural disasters and all this stuff, you don't know. And maybe you don't have kids. Call your mom. Call your dad. Tell them that you love them. Tell them that you're sorry that you were a fucking twat stain when you were younger, doing some dumb shit, and you stress them the fuck out. But you're really glad that they were there to keep you in line and keep you out of jail. Fuck it, maybe you went to jail. Maybe you're in jail for a while. Who fucking knows? Maybe you got out. You're getting your shit together. Call that person that was important to you, that kind of helped you through those dark times, okay? Maybe when you were poor. I was homeless. I lived in my car. I took showers at McDonald's in the fucking bathroom. I did those things. And it sucked. I bought movie tickets so I could literally go into the theater and get out of the hot ass sun and sleep during the day in those recliners. I paid, here's my $11. And it was worth the 2 hours of solace. No matter how bad you have it, you can get better. You can be better. You are better. Okay? One of the best quotes I've ever seen on the internet, as dredge and horrible as social media is, one of my favorite things that I saw was, be the person that you looked up to when you were a kid, that you needed when you were a kid. Be that person. And if you are that person, you can be nothing but good. It's nothing but great things for you. Because you won't be a piece of shit. All right. Thanks for listening. I love you guys.